Tax-exempt robocalls. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It's not just members of Congress who are outraged.
The American people should be outraged, and they are.
Outrage that the IRS would require Tea Party groups to answer intrusive questions just to get a 501c4 tax exemption. Even the normal questions on the form are pretty intrusive. And yet, conservative and liberal groups alike voluntarily seek this hard-to-define 501c4 status. Why? Why wouldn't they just become 501c3s, straightforward, nonprofit charities? I sit on the boards of two 501c3s. Now, it's true that as charities, they can't be political, but they can support legislation, they can hold public forums, they can even try to persuade politicians. So as a 501c3, a Tea Party group, or any other group, could lobby against new taxes, hold anti-tax forums, and print flyers warning taxpayers they're getting ripped off by the government. But many of the groups we're talking about don't just want to lobby and educate. They want to funnel unlimited money to political campaigns, stuff your mailbox with political flyers, make robocalls, put up 30-second TV ads, and do it without having to pay the usual taxes and without disclosing where the money comes from. That's why they go for the more complicated 501c4 exemption. And now, because of all the outrage, I'm guessing a chastened IRS is going to leave these organizations alone, something politicians on both sides won't mind one bit. Mission accomplished. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.